I love that. So typically I would ask a guest, because of the name of my show is Going Rogue. That's been my life and why I'm at where I'm at today. But I feel like everything we talked about with you is you've kind of gone rogue when people told you you can't do this or you shouldn't do this. Is there another experience that you've had in your life where going rogue was the right thing to do and it benefited you? Or not?
Yeah, that's... You know, I was...
Or not.
Yeah, that's... You know, I was told as I was starting this company, you know, by so many, like, and just as we scale, oh, you're growing too fast. You're doing this. You got to do this, you know. And really, because I had these people I would talk to in my life that were on these certain levels, you know. And it doesn't matter, this is on a side note, it doesn't matter what level you're leveling up to. It could be from living on the streets to a recovery house to an apartment, whatever level. Like whenever we're leveling up, I truly believe that previous level is going to do everything it can to keep us there. You know, I look at it like being in the trenches. We're stomping through these trenches and there's just these bodies and they're just trying to snatch at our ankles and pull us back down. And we just got to stay focused forward, stay focused on where we're going. And so, but I would have these people I would turn to, you know, for that were, you know, and at this next level I wanted to be. And they would give me the help to get, they would give me advice and everything to get there. But as soon as I started talking about getting to that next level and bypassing, it was like, oh, you really want to slow down, man. You want to do this or that, whatever it is, because they didn't want to see me pass them. And But that's really when I had to just step into bigger rooms, you know? And like, whenever I started getting my shit together and like was committed to changing my life. Like I just made kind of a rule that I've stuck by. And it's like, I surround myself with people who have the things I want or want the things that I have. And we push each other to get them together, to get it together. Cause it's like, it's life or death for me. Yeah. You know, I think that's like, some people are just trying to like get into personal development just to get a better life. Like I believe I don't have an option to live a mediocre life. Like I have to live an exceptional life. Anything else will kill me. Yeah. And so I'm not really like every relationship in my life is contingent. It's contingent besides my mother and my wife, you know, I'm kind of locked in with them, but every other relationship is contingent. It's contingent on what type of effect does this person have on me? And I should be in contingent in their life. Are they adding value to my life? Because if they're not helping me be a better man, there's only one other thing they're helping me do. And that's just, they're making me worse. There's no in between. There's no gray area. I pray to God every day to surround me with people who have to think, or to surround me with people that help me grow through him and for him. At the beginning of me saying that prayer, it was like, surround me with people that can open doors. But what he really was surrounding me with people that needed a hand up that were willing. And me giving those people a hand up pushed me to be more effective, pushed me to go harder. Because I knew they were watching. I wanted to give them a better opportunity, be able to give them a better opportunity. Yeah. And that's like, I just stopped telling people that I stopped sharing all my commitments and my vision and my goals with everybody. You know, I really narrowed that down to people who could understand it. Because I can't go to the church potluck or in a room full of recovery, like, yeah, there's some really successful guys in there that I'm really close with. And I'm not saying I'm not friends with the other people, but I tend to like gravitate towards people that can understand my life and I can understand theirs and that are on similar levels. And they might not, well, let me rephrase that. They might not be on my level and I might not be on their level right now, but that like, we're just on the level of growth, you know? And that's the thing, like for me, like I never wanted to be Mr. Recovery. That was never my deal. But that, like I said, that is the foundation I have so I can do all of these wonderful things and have all these wonderful things. But I just stopped because most people aren't happy for you. Some are, but a lot aren't. You got a lot of haters out there. And it's like, oh, do you remember what he did? Why does he have all, he's got to be doing something scandalous. He's got to be doing something shady. You know, yeah. He was in prison, you know, and it's, I don't, there is that, but I have so many, like I've been pretty intentional on social media, and I've learned how to, and be a lot, I've started being a lot more consistent here over the last couple of years, but it's like, it's, I get messages on a daily basis, like, thank you so much, like for posting. And it's such an inspiration, and just adding that value. Like, I don't know. It just makes my day.
Wow. That's great. And like you said, you know, you never know who's watching. Like people are watching and they're being inspired by you. So that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I do my best, you know, that's for sure.
Well, you are. You're a pretty phenomenal human being. I'm glad that I met you. I know you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You're not too bad yourself.
Ah, thanks. Yeah. I do my best as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today. You've, you know, there's so many ways we could go, so much we could delve into. I think we got the best of the best out of you. I mean, you're pretty awesome, and your growth has been just so, so amazing to me. I love watching it, and I'm definitely rooting for you, cheering for you, and side by side with you in the groups that we're in, for sure.
That's awesome, and that means a lot to me. I really I appreciate the opportunity, and likewise. So I'd love to hop on again.
Awesome. Sounds great. All right. Have a phenomenal Monday.
Absolutely. You do the same. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
We just end the record. Oh, no. We end the recording. Time,
when I did it last time, did it end everything?
Yes. So that was on Zoom. That was with Andy. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Anyway, we'll edit that end. But thank you for coming on. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate you having me, man. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Hope I did all right for you.
You did great. You did awesome. I know. I'm all like, I hope I did okay. I hope I did a good job because, you're a wealth of information and inspiration. So I just want to make sure we got it all.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you. I truly do appreciate the opportunity.
Well, so did you take off early from Apex? I don't feel like I saw you that second day.
Yeah, I did. I did have to. I had to head out. I had to come home. I was Friday, like midday.
For the meet and greet?
What's that?
For the meet and greet with the dog?
No, we were working on a deal of closing a property at the Lake of the Ozarks, this tourist place, working on, and we were in danger of losing the contract if we weren't down there like the next morning. So I had to land that night and then get up and drive 3 hours to the lake the next morning to make sure we got
it. So like the Ozarks, like the show, the Ozark.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
Is it scandalous out there? Is it like,
No, it's not.
There's no Marty out there like doing some shady stuff.
There probably is. I don't know. Like we have you know, I feel like it's like anywhere, you know, if you want to look for that type of stuff, I'm sure it's there, but like we have a great time there with friends and family, and it's we love going down there. We usually go down there 2 weekends of the month.
So you have a boat down there, right? Or you bring your boat?
Yeah. Yeah. So we have a boat and a wave runner and, now a condo. So.
Oh, nice. That makes it easier. Then you don't have to tote it back and forth. It's just there.
Well, the boat would stay there and we would just sleep on it while we were there. So it just has marinas that, you know, they got showers and restaurants and electricity. So we made it work, but it's nice that now we can bring the dogs. It was a pain to bring the dogs. So that's the thing Kelly's most excited about.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I'd be stoked about that too.
And it's, you know, being able to bring our family, you know, as far as like my brother and my niece and, you know, my mom or whoever wants to come, you know, it's a 3-bedroom. So I remember going down, we started going down there about 5 years ago with friends. And I just remember thinking like, man, I can't wait to have like our own stuff down here someday.
Yeah.
And like, so that was definitely a good feeling. It's been a target. You know, that morning I said, like, I read out like who reminds me of who I am today, like everything, you know, my principles, my standards, my laws, and then my vision for today. Like I've been saying, we were going to have a vacation home in Lake of the Ozarks for the last like 3 years, you know, so wow. It was really cool to do that.
Do you write that out or you verbalize it or it's just mental? Yeah, so like what does that process look like?
I have it on a DocuSign or not. I mean, I'm sorry.
DocuSign.
That's I have it on Google Docs.
Okay.
And yeah, so sign it every day. I have it on Google right. Docs and I wrote it out over time. Here, I'll read it to you real quick. Okay, it's called This Is Me. My name is Brandon James. I'm a very successful business owner. I'm highly respected in the community and the industry for operating with integrity and values. My company practices with the highest of standards in the industry. I specialize in helping people add value to their home and add value to their lives. I specialize in helping people grow to the level they are trying to achieve. I specialize in helping people be better. I have an amazing wife named Kelly. We live in a beautiful 5,000 square foot home that is worth $800,000 in Wentzville, Missouri. Kelly has a credit score of 850. I have a credit score of 750. We generate millions of dollars a year in revenue from trusted customers. We are good stewards of our money and we tithe to our church. We give to other causes. The only debt we have is our home and our cars. We pay all of our bills on time and we save and invest for the future. We are members of a church that we love and we are active members of AA and sponsor several men and women. We do our best to give back. My great qualities. I am intelligent. I am handsome. I am physically fit. I am the hardest worker in the room. I am a valued leader. I'm in a constant state of growth. I am resilient and I make thought out decisions. My identity. I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. I put on the full body armor of God before I start my day every day. I love spending time with my wife. I want to spend as much time on our boat as I can stand. We take vacations several times a year to exotic places. We eat food that is good for us and we take pride in our appearance. I focus on the positive, my laws. I focus on the positive. I dream big. I go to the gym 5 days a week. I work for everything I have. I treat people the same way I would like to be treated. I go all in. I am relentless in everything I do. I give back. I'm of service to others. I eat at least 80% healthy. I can accomplish anything I put my mind to. I surround myself with people that help me grow. I cut people out of my life that do not add value. I handle situations head on. I stay until the job is done. I close things I start as fast as possible. I feed positive things into my brain as much as possible. My principles. I tell the truth whether it benefits me or not. I do my best to do the right thing in all I do. I control the way I respond. I do not let my emotions override me. I wake up early every day and I start my days by reading, praying, working out spiritually, mentally, and physically to be able to provide my world with the best version of myself that I can. I'm in a constant state of growth. I'm a value leader. I perform spiritual and emotional maintenance every day. I save and invest for the future. A vision for today. I take the time to be present in the moment. I trust God. I'm of service to others. My company produces 20 million plus a year in revenue. We have the best sales team in the Midwest. I'm one of the most valued leaders in the Midwest. I'm a leader who creates leaders who creates leaders. We have an amazing culture that attracts high quality people from all around. Brandon J. Roofing is the household name in the Midwest roofing industry. We have vacations in Florida and Lake of the Ozarks. And I gotta switch that we visit as much as we can. We will have the option to retire by the time we are 50. We will give more roofs away than anyone ever has. I'm on a mission to better myself every day. I do not put off till tomorrow what can be done today. I'm maximizing this day and getting the absolute most I can out of it. I'm reaching the potential I have for my life. We have an office in Illinois and we dominate the market. I am staying sober-minded and focused on becoming the best version of myself that I can. I will make my beautiful, amazing wife proud of the man that I am. I will serve God and help people. I will serve God and help people. I will serve God and help people.
Wow. So now is all of that already manifested or you wrote that and then manifested a lot of that after you wrote it?
So I'm always changing it. It's all starting to manifest now. And like, you know, now I'm going to put something else with the Lake of the Ozarks. Yeah. And I'm changing, like I'm always changing, adding, taking from it. But I've been reading this for about the past 2.5 years.
Yeah. And so do you say that out loud every morning? Do you just read it to
everything
yourself?
Out loud? Everything out loud. Like in my morning reads, I read out loud. I do everything out loud. Yeah, I got to talk louder than the voices up here.
No, absolutely. I like that a lot. Yeah, because yeah. I've been doing a morning routine and I just like, I just don't feel like I'm moving the meter with this thing. Maybe I should switch it up. So I enjoy hearing this because it's pretty elaborate. I like it because it's a mixture of what you have achieved and what you're going to achieve. Because, you know, sometimes like with the law of attraction, like some people think you've got to speak into existence what you want, but then like Ed is like, yeah, but that's not reality. You need to like, you know, affirm what you have and build from there. So I'm been trying to like sort of mold something to fit what would be so best benefit for me.
I believe and I got to hop off here for just a second, but I believe that like my mom taught me to pray when I was a little kid. She always taught me to thank him like he's already done it.
Yeah.
And so it's like, whatever that is, you know, like say for instance, I struggled with violent thoughts for a long time and I would like, I just started like, God, I thank you for removing any violent thoughts and give me peace and serenity. Anytime one popped in, I did that for years, about a year. And like, then one day it was gone, you know, but just thanking them like it's already done. But I kind of believe that just reminds me where I'm going, you know, and like, is what I'm doing today getting me closer to that or is it taking me further away?
Yeah.
You know, cause I truly believe like, for me, it's important. Like I try to dial in my days, like whatever. And I know I'm most happy. I'm most fulfilled when I'm in full pursuit of becoming the best version of myself. So like, I'm always chasing this man that has all the things that I want, you know, the most elite version of myself. And, you know, it's, I don't know, like I will have these things. I will do this. And so it's important for me for sure.
Awesome. I love that. Sounds like a great routine. I'm going to get that in. I like it.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Have a great day.
Awesome talking with you. You too.
See you next month.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.